Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium, home of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball, where we catch it just in time for the tip, which is Silver Streaks win against an 0-21 Geneseo Maple Leafs team. They go right inside to Carter, misses, gets his own putback, follow, and the Streaks are up 2-0. So we'll certainly work in as quickly and as efficiently as we can Jason Wessel's three keys to the game, but Geneseo on offense. Cruz Ludwig, a sophomore, bringing it into the front court. Man-to-man against Jace Keith with a little high dribble on the left side. Passes it back behind him to Landon Nordstrom, the freshman, a key part of Jason's pregame interview with head coach Brad Storm. Here's a near steal and a steal by Gino. Gets it, layup at the other end with a left hand, 4-0, a live ball turnover at half court, and Galesburg off to a good start, up two quick baskets on the winless Maple Leafs.
Yeah, great start here for the Streaks tonight. Carter with the early basket and Gino with the steal and the score.
Again, Maple Leafs winless on the season, 0-21 coming in at the free throw line. The dish out left, the three by Ludwig, hits the three. Sorry, that was Lawrence Nordstrom. And Geneseo within one at 4-3. Streaks won by 32 up at their place back in December, 68-36. There's a quick three by Dominique, who hits from the left wing. And Galesburg knocks down three of the first four shots they take, up 7-3.
Yeah, great start for the Streaks here. Stay hot, Streaks.
There's a near steal, a loose ball, but a reach in from the backside by Gino will be his first foul. So a stop in the action, a minute 26 into the game. How are some keys to the game today?
First off, you got to forget the record. Sometimes you see a team's record, and you tend to relax as a team and not play with the same intensity as usual. Play hard no matter the team or the record, whatever's across the chest. I guarantee you they're going to play hard tonight trying to get their first win. Secondly, got to play through C-square. We've seen that early in the first basket. He's definitely got a size advantage tonight, and coming off a 16-12 game back in mid-December against these guys, hopefully see the same effort out of Carter again tonight, and then be the aggressor on both ends of the floor. Play aggressively, defensively, play aggressively, offensively. Like to see a lot of the bench tonight. Hopefully we get to see the bench guys get plenty and plenty of minutes.
Talk about that a little bit from the perspective of head coach Chad Thompson. Geneseo misses a three at the other end. Steck rebounds, and then the Streaks turn it over, trying to get it to the inside to Clary. 7-3 Galesburg. We're not quite 2 minutes into the game here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Next to last home game of the year for Galesburg. The final game has a five-second call. Good defense out at the midcourt level by Ian Dominique. Man-to-man against Lonnie Couture forces the second Maple Leaf turnover. The last home game for the Streaks will be the last game of the regular season, a week from Tuesday when Quincy comes to town. It'll be senior night.
Yeah, green out night here tonight, partner. It's green all over the place. We're playing a green team. Green shirts are scattered all throughout the gym.
Green for Organ Donor Awareness Night. Here's another three and another basket by Dominique. He's got two from nearly the exact same spot on the floor down below us on the wing. 10-3 Galesburg.
Yeah, good pass there by Gino. Quick reversal over to Ian for another three.
Chad Thompson is hoping to experiment a little bit with rotations on the floor, trying to find a mixture of five guys, not who work well together, but just to see how certain groupings of five work on the floor. That's if the game goes and continues to go as it has started here tonight. A quick seven-point lead for the Streaks. A missed three at the other end by Owen Parker. The weak side rebound, Gino, who brings it into the front court. Fires it down low. Clary with a catch and
nice
the up and
pass,
in.
Gino.
And a quick shot up and in on the low blocks from Carter, who wasted no time on that open look.
Gino giving the goggle symbol with his hands.
Pass down around the ankles of Couture. Juggled it. Picked it up off the floor. Ball batted away at half court, right nearly into the face of Jackson Crock Sibbing, who was heading to the bench ready, or heading to the scoring table ready to check in. He was able to avoid the ball.
Good quickness there, young man.
And he's in for Jace Keith. 3 minutes into the game, 12-3, Galesburg by nine. Under 5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter.
Great start.
Ludwig on the right wing, dribbles left to the top of the arc, cut off by Sibbing, pulls it back on the dribble. Now the pass left side over to Couture. Into the left corner it goes to Parker, trying to go around Clary. Little bump, clears a little space, missed it. Dominique with a rebound. Streaks trying to build, get the lead into double digits very early here, 3.5 minutes into the game. Gino on the outside, around his man to the low blocks, in from the right side, missed it. Steck flying in for the rebound, out to Sibbing for three from the corner.
What a play by 1-6, Easton Steck. Grabbed the offensive rebound and had the wherewithal to find Jackson in the corner for three.
15-3, Galesburg up a dozen here, not quite halfway through the opening quarter. Love Gino getting to the low blocks too. Yep. Playing through contact, just didn't get the shot down.
Continuing to put his head down and get downhill.
Geneseo throws it behind a falling Parker at half court, and it goes out of bounds at the scoring table. Back to the Streaks, three Maple Leaf turnovers. Nolan Carl in for Carter Clary.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of this tonight, partner. A lot of subs, a lot of guys coming in and out of the game. Like Chad said, trying to find lineups, the just-in-case lineups, in case things don't go right in the regionals.
Gino up top, working around the screen from Dominique. Stops, picks up his dribble. Here's Ian again, left side three. A little bit long this time. Carl backs up, squares for the rebound, feeds it out to Ian, driving for the layup. And we haven't seen Ian do that much. He was very aggressive about it early in the year. Loved to see him penetrating to the basket.
Yeah, Ian off to a terrific start. 8 points here in the early going.
And the Streaks with three offensive rebounds already for putbacks. 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, up 17-3. Into the left corner, Cruz Ludwig trying to crossover dribble. Sibbing falls down. Ludwig just kind of falls his way back in, turns, shoots, and scores.
Yeah, Jackson lost his footing on that one. You know, the kids like to say he got his ankles broke, but I don't think that was the case there. He just kind of lost his footing, and Ludwig finds the basket for easy two.
Well, Ludwig was backpedaling in too, almost out of control. The ball batted back into Gino's face, gets it back. Now to the right side, Dominique for three again. Ian, 3 for 4 from behind the arc. He's in double figures with 11.
Oh, what a quarter here for Mr. ID5.
Galesburg up 15 now, 20-5, under 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Again, they won 68-36 up at Geneseo a month ago. Well, a little over a month ago back in December. That was right before Christmas. Streak's last conference game before they entered holiday tournament play. Into the right corner it goes, Ludwig. Geneseo doesn't have a deep bench. Galesburg's ready to send in. It's third sub of the game already. Around the corner and a foul out high on Sibbing as Ludwig, the sophomore, trying to make space against the freshman Sibbing. And the first foul of the game on JCS. Here's Almaguer into the game. And Steck heads to the bench for a breather.
I'll tell you, Nolan Carl off to a good start. You know, he struggled here a little bit lately. He's got two assists and an offensive rebound already and playing good quality minutes here early in this one.
2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. 15-point lead. Around a screen, a three. Mason Lovig hits from the right wing. Well, there's some of that outside shooting you were talking about with head coach Brad Storm in your pregame interview.
Yeah, they can shoot it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, Geneseo's had a rough year. They're at the bottom of most categories statistically, but two things they do well is shoot free throws and shoot the three ball. And
Chad Thompson says he loves how they run their offense. He said it may not be really super fast or getting a lot of teams to backpedal, but he says they run their stuff really well. Here's Gino driving in from the left side. Through contact, couldn't finish off the shot. And Ludwig, is that Geneseo's first rebound of the game?
First rebound of the game with a minute 50 to go.
Wow. Streaks up a dozen. Geneseo trying to get it back to 10 or maybe even under double figures now with a minute 50 to play in the opening quarter. A jumper left side, Lovig misses from 14 feet. Carl locks onto the rebound with a strong right hand. Into the front court, down the right side of the lane, too strong with a backboard shot. And the rebound, Parker. Owen Parker for Geneseo. Nolan got going downhill pretty quickly down the right side of that lane, but maybe a little too quickly as he couldn't get the soft touch off the backboard. The dribble drive in from the right side, and Easton Smith off the bench for Geneseo does finish well at the other end.
Yeah, and that's one thing we've seen out of Nolan. He gets a little bit out of control going downhill.
Quick three by Sibbing, air balls from the left wing. And Geneseo rebound, Lovig on the weak side, and now trying to make a little run here late in the first quarter. 20-10, Geneseo within 10 with a minute to play here in the first quarter.
Gino Garden up top. He did a great job last Saturday against Division I recruit Cooper Koch at the shootout at Manuel.
There's a bad pass by Lovick. Bounce pass stolen away. Al McGuire leads to Gino for the empty run out at the other end. He's got four in the game. Off another live ball, Geneseo turnover. Streaks have turned those into a couple layups here early.
Yeah, it's a good sign for the Streaks turning defense into offense.
22-10. There's a chance these two teams could play again in the first game of the postseason coming up in just a couple of weeks.
And I believe that'll be back here, partner, if it's a play-in game.
That's kind of the way things are shaping up. If Galesburg ends up the 5 seed and Geneseo the 6 in the sub-sectional, they would play each other in what we call the play-in game. In other words, the top seeds don't play in the first round of the postseason. And if that's how it shakes out, we would actually have a Saturday afternoon game here at Thiel. They wouldn't even go to the host site.
JCS picks up his second foul, trying to stop a guy going baseline.
On the inbound to the left side, Landon Nordstrom trying to back his way in on Steck, covered up though. As the Streaks went wholesale changes here, five in, five out. Geneseo substituted heavily as well. Ian knocks the ball out of bounds in front of the Streaks bench.
Taylen Davis getting his first action of the night here in the first quarter.
Yep, Clary back in, Steck in, Keith back in. 12 and a half seconds to go, opening quarter. Into the left corner it goes to Ludwig, the sophomore. Working against Keith, dribbles it out high. Covered up there, back behind him to Smith. Easton Smith dribbles to the top of the arc, between the legs with the dribble, back to the left side. Quick turnaround pull-up jumper at the Bourne. And no good by Nordstrom. That's the end of the first quarter. 22-10 Galesburg over the Maple Leafs after one on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If it's time to sell your car, Yem wants to buy it. This is Sarah Yem. As this area's exclusive Kelley Blue Book buying center, it's never been easier to get cash for your car or credit for your trade. Go to yemauto.com to get your Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Come into Yem today, get paid today. Get cash up front toward your trade and drive away happy. From Yem, your Kelley Blue Book buying center, North Henderson Street, Galesburg. Visit yemauto.com to get your offer today.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Galesburg Youth Baseball, who recently received $100. Nominate your favorite at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning, the WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone from John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels, and Sam Satisky alongside. Galesburg versus Geneseo. Streaks up a dozen after one quarter, 22-10. Second quarter underway. Meet Leafs go back door. Bounce pass through the lane to Max Biddle for the layup. Geneseo scores on the first possession of the second quarter, 22-12. Galesburg's first possession here in quarter number two, up 10. Lob, back door. Easton short on the lay-in. And a little short on the pass and the lob from Dominique. Rebound, Geneseo.
Yeah, Biddle with the rebound after getting the bucket. Easton just couldn't get the ball to fall through the hoop.
It's thrown just a little bit behind him. Now Geneseo turns it over. Here comes Steck, scoops it, fouled on the way to the basket. And he'll go to the line shooting two. Flying in from the right side, foul against Easton Smith. Easton against Easton there. And Easton sends Easton to the free throw line. Steck for the Streaks. Both last names beginning with S and five letters too. A crossword puzzle player's nightmare. First free throw up and in by our Easton and his first point of the game.
Attaboy, 1-6. Good to see Easton getting going and having a good start here.
Yeah, we got to get Easton going. He hasn't scored in double figures, for six games now. His season scoring average has dropped below 10 points a game. Galesburg's going to need output from him to have any chance at advancement in the postseason.
Yeah, that's 100% a fact right there, partner. He's got to turn into that senior leader we've been hoping he'd turn into all year long.
Got to get him on track. He hits both free throws and comes flying in from up court to bat the inbounds away, which Geneseo will try again from down below us. Looking left, right. Easton Smith gets it into Lonnie Couture, brings it across midcourt, left side to Max Biddle. covered up by Clary. That's an enormous mismatch size-wise. Here's a turnaround jumper high post by Couture. Nice little jumper from the top of the blocks. 24-14. First basket of the game for the 5'7 junior, Lonnie Couture.
Yeah, Geneseo's not big, but they do play hard. They, you know, it's been a long year for them.
Crossover in from the right side, and a teardrop by Dominique up and in.
Ian just continues his hot start here.
13 in the game, half of the streak's points, up 26-14 now. Not quite a minute and a half into the second quarter. Dribble drive in from the right side. Smith cut off by Dominique. Fires it through the lane out into the corner. The missed jumper by Biddle. Offensive rebound Harris for Geneseo to the outside. Three-pointer off the mark by Couture. Clary gets a hand on the rebound. Controls. Outlet to Keith. Jace driving in and a blocking foul. Big collision underneath the basket. And a foul on Easton Smith. And both players up and seem to be all right.
Yeah, Jace was a reckless abandonment heading towards the rim. Got taken out a little bit there.
Second foul on Geneseo, both against Smith, who came in off the bench. Brad Storm ready to send two players back in for the Maple Leafs after the first Keith free throw, which is good. That's Jace's first point of the night. 27-14 Galesburg. Gino back in for the streaks as Taylen Davis sits down. The freshman Nordstrom gets a breather for Geneseo. And Smith sits down with that second foul as well. Keith hits both free throws.
Atta baby, JK, 15.
Six in the quarter for the streaks. Galesburg up 14 now, 28-14. Their biggest lead in the game so far is 15, up 20-5 in the first quarter.
Yeah, great start here for the streaks. And hopefully, you know, we're going to see a lot of the bench tonight.
Approaching 6 minutes to play for the half. On the right side, Parker back into the game. 6'4 sophomore for Geneseo. Reverses back behind him to Biddle on the wing. Now up top, Lovig. Free throw line, entry pass. Harris looking, hands off to Couture. Driving in from the right side, cut off outside the lane. The kick out, Parker. Now to the left side it goes to Biddle. Biddle stops, top of the arc, has it poked away by Keith. Scramble for it on the floor. Biddle gets it in the backcourt. Left side over to Couture. Fires to the left side, passing up the three. Now back out to Biddle. Keith knocks it loose again. Loose ball dribbles its way out to Couture. Two near turnovers. Geneseo maintains possession. 5:30 to play for the half.
Yeah, Jace, there's a third time. Almost three steals in one possession. That's incredible.
Biddle was able to just get it away from him on the pass out high. They haven't gotten the ball within 20 feet of the basket yet.
Yeah, Streak's defense has been immaculate here.
Now on the left wing, it goes to Lovig. Still playing perimeter, dribbling, passing. Now they try to go back door. Good anticipation by Dominique with a steal. Ian into the front court. Feeds it to Clary. Backs his way into Gino left side. Blocked out of bounds by Harris. And they're going to say Gino touched it last, trying to chase it down. And the Leafs get it back.
Team rebound for the old Leafs.
28-14, Galesburg. Bad pass on the inbound. Steck intercepts at midcourt. Jump stop down the lane, up and in.
Nice, Easton.
Covered a lot of ground. Anticipated, stole it at midcourt, took it the distance. 16-point Galesburg lead.
You know, the streaks are just better when Easton's aggressive.
Bounce pass through the lane. Harris cut off by Steck. Reverses left side over to Couture. Couture backs it up, down, goes to Lovig on the end of the G in Galesburg in the middle of the court. 4.5 minutes to play, first half. Galesburg up 30-14 over a winless Geneseo team. Galesburg looking for its eighth win of the year. Here's a near steal by Gino. Got it out to Lovig on the wing, though. Short on the three. Down Carter. And a foul on the floor, I think, is going to be Clary. Contact over the back of Parker.
Yeah, tough call there on Carter. Ball was more in Carter's territory there. I, you know, that's one of them calls go either way. More substitutions for the streaks.
Fourth team foul on Galesburg. First of the game on Clary. First in the second quarter for the streaks. Sibbing back in with two fouls. Here's another near steal by Dominique. Couture got it away.
Wow.
Drives down
what
the left
move.
Side of the lane, up and in.
Yeah, Couture with a little shifty move. Faked the pass to the corner and end up finishing over on the left side of the hoop with the right hand.
Gino up top after the pass from Steck. Right side over to Sibbing. JCS has it poked away. Chases it down before it dribbles into the backcourt. Halfway through quarter number two. Streaks up 14. Carl open.
Oh,
right
wow.
Side of the arc. Missed the three. Long rebound out to Dominique. His second board of the game. Pulls it back out.
I haven't seen Nolan shoot many threes this year.
Not many. Now into the corner. Nolan has it again. Fakes a three. Drives. Splits the defenders to the basket. Up and
Nolan.
In with a foul. That time Nolan did finish strong to the basket, and he'll get the and one.
Streak's doing a great job of sharing the basketball here early. We got seven assists in the early going here in the first half. 3:40 left to go.
That was Nolan's 11th third-point attempt of the season. That was about eight more than I thought he
had. Yeah, I did. That's way more than I thought he had.
Parker rebounds the missed free throw. 32-16 streaks. 3:35 to play here in the first half. Silver Streak legend Mike Campbell in the house was announced during the last timeout break and got a very nice round of applause. So a turnaround jumper by Jacob Harris in the lane for his first basket. Big crowd here tonight. We're going to have about 120 little girls on the floor after a cheerleader clinic. So a big, nearly full house, at least on the home side here, as Dominique misses a three. They always come out in full force when the little girls are out for the cheerleading clinic.
Yep.
Dribbling down low, Couture on into the basket, throws behind him, and it'll go back Galesburg's direction. Eight Maple Leaf turnovers. So a nice round of applause for Mike Campbell, the 1976 great. That's a Galesburg team that went to the Elite Eight that year. Under head coach Mike Owens, who, of course, spent much of his career at Moline.
Yeah, that was a special group.
To the right side, Williams. Up top, Sibbing open for three. In and out.
Everything
rebound bounces
down
to the right side, and Lovig, the rebound for Geneseo. Streaks have gotten some nice looks from the outside. A little unlucky on the home rims. 2:35 to play in the half. 14-point Galesburg lead. Up top, working his way left to right, Lovig picks it up. Now into the right corner, it goes Biddle. Dribbling left, working against Sibbing. Now reverses behind him into the corner to Lovig. Going against Gino, got around him, baseline, floats it up and in with the right hand.
Wow. I tell you, they do. They execute their offense. They are very patient, and they're going to run their stuff.
32-20, five in the game for Mason Lovig. Down low, quick up and in by Carter. On the outside assist from Gino up top, 34-20 as the Streaks answer quickly.
And Gino with three early assists.
Six in the game for Clary. Under 2 minutes to play for the half. Cross midcourt, Couture to the right side, Biddle. One player for each team at the scoring table waiting to get in. There hasn't been much stoppage of play. Now Carl with a steal. He's going alone with the two-hander jam. Another open court steal for the Streaks. And their first dunk of the night. And the full court press is on after the Carl slam.
I think that's Nolan's first dunk of the year.
First one I can remember. Of course, we couldn't remember how many freezy shots. So maybe he's got more of those than we remember, too. Minute 20 to go. Here's another near steal. Batted loose. Gino diving on the floor on the far side, but he can't get to it. Skidding into the front end of the Streaks bench. Assistant coach Steve Hawkins giving Gino a hard time because Gino went hands first right into Steve's feet on the front end of that Galesburg bench.
I'd love to see a partner. We haven't seen enough of it this year. You know, the Streaks are getting ready to start these regionals, and playing like that can make a difference in a game.
Yeah, up 16 too, not just, you know, letting it go out of bounds. Keeping the hustle and the effort going. Minute 10 to go for the half. Left corner, Lovig. Up top it goes to Parker. Bounce pass through the lane. Nordstrom lost it. Streaks up in the air, batted it free and stole it away. Now Carl bumped in the backcourt by Jacob Harris, who picks up his first foul.
Yeah, I'm going to give Jace a block and a rebound on that play, partner. That was a heck of a defensive effort there.
All right, I gave him a turnover, but I'm with you. I like that. Jacob Harris, by the way, 6'2 senior, started when the Streaks saw him back in December. Here's a missed three by Dominique, but the rebound, Clary spins to the right and then can't finish off that one. Harris had 9 in the first game against the Streaks. He comes in off the bench in this one. Grabs a rebound there. Here's another dive into the backcourt. Dominique knocks it loose, throws it into the backcourt, right back to Harris. Now the Streaks get it back. Ian drives, got it, and a foul. And the Streaks are going to wave. Yep, they're going to wave off the basket because Carl got up, got a hand on the rim as the ball was going through the net. So the basket was already good, but by Nolan grabbing the rim on the what would have been an and one for Ian, waves off the basket, and now he'll get two free throws instead on the basket interference call. So yeah, first free throw by Ian up and in.
Yeah, tough break there for Ian. He had an and one opportunity and got it taken away by a teammate. You don't see that too often.
37-20, Streak's biggest lead of the half with 29 seconds to play, and he got them both.
Atta baby, Ian.
Four in the quarter, 16 for the game for Ian Dominique. 38-20. And if this game keeps going at this pace, Ian won't be in the game long enough to get 31
There's
again. Now he steals one at the other end.
Ian's got six steals already.
Intercepts the pass through the lane, and Gelsberg calls timeout. Chad Thompson said, hey, let's get some other guys into the game with 18 and a half seconds to go. Who's it going to be? The sharpshooter from the outside.
Jackson Hillhouse.
So Streaks are going to go ahead and use the timeout coming out of the turnover. They're going to set up a play here. And I love this. You're up 18.
Yes.
You've just stolen the ball away. Let's stop and set something up. Let's run our end of quarter offense and work on clock management here.
Yep. Always, there's always something you can work on. Six steals for Ian Dominique in the first half.
How about that?
That's incredible.
What do you got for turnovers for them? Because I don't know if I wrote down both when he had...
I got him for 12 turnovers.
Okay, I got him for 12 also. So I did... don't roll your eyes at me, Samson. I just couldn't remember if I... Because they turned it over, we turned it over, and then we got it right back. I couldn't remember if I got both of those or not. All right, final 18 and a half seconds. Streaks inbound. Gino on the left side. They're going to get Jackson open. There he is. Open from the outside.
Count it.
Off the front of the rim. He shot it with 10 seconds left, too. Harris with the rebound. Plenty of time for Geneseo to get off a final shot. Down the right side. The kick out. Right wing three. Good. So Geneseo is the one who gets the buzzer beater, not the Silver Streaks. 38-23 is the Galesburg lead as the teams head to the locker room. We'll take a timeout. Come back. Take a look at the first half statistics. The individual scoring, we'll get a word from the coaching staff. And now that we've hit halftime, I'm going to go ahead and say, I wasn't dare going to say anything during the half. That was a quick moving half.
That was quick.
But I'll say it now that it's over.
The clock only stopped a couple times.
The Yem Ford halftime show. Ford of Galesburg halftime show next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was the perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Good first half for the Galesburg boys basketball team, and a fun first half as well, but really, more than anything, Jason Wessels, I'd say Streaks just came out, took care of business in that first half, up 15 over a winless Geneseo team.
And that's the one thing you like to see is put your foot on their throat and keep it on there. You know, like, they're not as good as us this year, and we took advantage of that here in the first half, and hopefully we'll have a running clock and a lot of bench guys here in the second half.
And the last thing you want to see is, you know, not coming out and playing as well as the Streaks did. Letting him hang around, let him be in the game, let him start to get some confidence, let him start to think they've got a chance.
100%.
And, you know, again, we talked earlier that there's a, I would say, a really good possibility that these two teams could end up playing again in the first round of the postseason coming up in a couple of weeks. So, you know, that potentially comes into play, but instead the Streaks came out. It was 4-3. That was as close as it got. Then Galesburg went on a little 13-0 run to get it up to 17-3. And they've just kept that lead in right around double digits or more, 15 here at the half.
And it's not to take anything away from the Maple Leafs. You know, they knew what they were dealing with when the year started. They basically a complete rebuild. And like Coach Storm said, it's growing. These are growing pains they're going to have to go through for the next couple years to be better in the next couple years.
Impressive sight here out on the floor. Again, 120.
There are girls everywhere.
Little cheerleader girls and – we see this every year with the cheerleader clinic that takes place, and then they come out, they work with the high school kids, the cheerleaders, so they lead these little girls, and then they get to come out and perform a little routine at the half. And what do we see to our right is parents just lined up shoulder to shoulder along the top railing of the balcony here, and their camera phones out and just recording like crazy. So it's a great sight, helps create a lot of good energy in the gym, and I think the team has responded to that here a little bit as well here, getting off of this great start like we've seen tonight. Let's take a look at the first half statistics. I think we're ready for those, are we not?
Samuel, it's your time to shine.
Yeah, Sam's got to take his eyes off the fascination of half court. There we go. Now we're getting some of the little ones up into the air to a nice round of applause. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Team numbers, Mr. Statsman.
Well, to start off, the Streaks have shot better in every shooting category than they have all season, percentage-wise.
Excellent.
We're 50% from the field, shooting 14 for 28. And Geneseo's 10 for 18, shooting 55%. From the three-point line, we're 4 for 11, shooting 36%. And Geneseo's 3 for 8, shooting 37%. From the charity stripe, we're 6 for 7, shooting 85%. Geneseo hasn't attempted one yet.
Yep.
We have 2 turnovers, and they have 12, despite the fact we're being out-rebounded. We have 11 rebounds, they have 12.
Out-rebounded? Wait a minute. We can't be out-rebounded. That can't happen tonight.
Yeah, that's a rare occurrence.
Well, you know what? In exchange for what we've got on the scoreboard, I'll absolutely take it.
Every single time.
So here's something that I want to point out. And we've brought this up from time to time, but it certainly bears repeating. We have talked so often about how key the turnovers are. And we've been frustrated at the nature of really some bad turnovers that lead to easy points for other teams and so on. Well, here's the statistic. Only five games out of 27 have the Streaks turned it over fewer times than the opponent.
Man.
And in those five games, we're 4-1.
Yep.
When we have been out-rebounded, only 8 times in 27 games, when the Streaks have been out-rebounded, they have not won a game, 0-8.
Wow.
So how key does that tell you those two statistics are
right
there?
It goes to show you how key stats are in the game every night. With the turnovers, like you said, we have been more than disappointed all year long. But tonight they have taken care of the basketball, only 2 turnovers. And both of those turnovers were aggressive turnovers, the type coach talks about, you know, going towards the hoop. So we continue to build on this and have good things happen here. These little girls are just cute. This is amazing.
Making some good noise out on the court as well. Want to remind you, Galesburg High School girls basketball coming your way tomorrow afternoon. 1:10 for the pregame show. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson as the Streaks battle Alleman in a key Western Big Six Conference game in the standings. Again, 1:10 for the pregame, 1:30 the scheduled tip-off tomorrow afternoon. The Streaks and Alleman. Galesburg's boys next game also against Alleman. That'll be Tuesday night at 6:40 for our pregame from Don Morris Gymnasium. A chance for the Silver Streaks to build some momentum heading into the postseason, assuming they can finish this game off as well, up 15 at the half. Then we want to mention a rare Wednesday night for the Galesburg girls.
Oh.
Next Wednesday, so the boys play Tuesday. The girls play at Sterling on Wednesday. That's a 6:40 start because that's the Galesburg girls' last game of the regular season. We found out yesterday how the pairings are going to play out. Streaks got a 2 seed. Geneseo got the 1 seed. And the Streaks will open postseason play Tuesday, February 14th. And the Streaks will turn right around and play Sterling again.
Oh,
and that game will be up at Dixon. So Sterling for the girls Wednesday, and then less than a week later on Tuesday to open the postseason.
There's some
next
key,
week.
Some key games in the old Western Big Six boys tonight, too.
For sure. We're going to update you on Moline and Quincy. Jason's going to head down to the sidelines. We're going to get a word from the coaching staff when we come back. Streaks on top of Geneseo, 38-23 at the half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet. An awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life. And a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Okay, now how many Knox County Collision Shops are GM certified?
8?
Nope.
76?
Well, no.
In what year?
Yikes, it's the only GM certified collision center in our county, and it's...
I know this one.
Whose jingle is this?
Oh, Dave's Auto Body.
Yes, GM certified, the recognized standard for safe, proper repairs of GM vehicles. There's only one.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
I know.
Dave's Auto Body.
There's just one.
You better call Dave's.
When they walk in the door here and they go, oh, I remember our kids went to school together, and it's so nice to see a familiar face to help me with this. So those relationships go all through the community.
Todd Ettinger co-owns Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home with Alan Palmer and Carrie Walters. They're your neighbors and the familiar faces you need when it's time to say goodbye.
Strong community is so very important for all of us.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minat are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Get it, wear it, and win cash when you're spotted. Pick up your gray WGIL button at Stray Cat Art in downtown Galesburg. There's a full list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium, 38-23 is the Galesburg lead over Geneseo. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. The key game, not only of the night in the Western Big Six Conference, but of the season, is down at the Devil's Den between the Quincy Blue Devils and the Moline Maroons. And it's Moline up after one quarter, 18-13. Moline with a one-game lead over the Blue Devils, and the last chance really for anybody to knock off Moline in conference play. Blue Devils down 5 at the end of 1. Silver Streaks freshman won tonight, 55-33. Freshman, you say. Well, what about the sophomores? Again, Geneseo without a sophomore team, so the freshman played tonight. It was the same way up at Geneseo back in December. Geneseo does not field a sophomore team this year due to just lack of numbers this year. Here it's 38-23 varsity, leading by 15 at the half. Quick look at the individual scoring as the coaching staff's coming out. Lonnie Couture leads Geneseo with 7, all of those in the second quarter. Mason Lovig had 5, Landon Nordstrom 3, Max Biddle, Jacob Harris, Cruz Ludwig, and Easton Smith each with 2. Coaching staff's out. Let's get our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Here's Jason.
Jason Wessels here with assistant coach Eric Thompson. Coach, what was the message to the team at halftime? I'm sure you have to be pleased with the intensity you played with in the first half.
Yeah, keeping that intensity up, right? This is the time of year where you really want to, you know, put the bad habits to bed and really build on the good ones. And our intensity and energy has been the staple of Galesburg basketball since, you know, God knows how long, right? So that's kind of the habit that we really, really want to pick up on. This second half, you know, we're not playing from behind tonight, right? We're not playing from behind. So we can play a little bit more loose, but we still want to have that same intensity.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time, and we'll see you Tuesday at Allaman.
Thank you, sir.
S squared, B squared, back up to you guys.
Thank you, J-Dub. Silver Streak scoring in the first half. Ian Dominique led the way with 15 of the Streak's 38 points, and 15 is the Galesburg lead here at the half. Then we go to Carter Clary with 6. He led the Streaks in rebounding with just 3 in the first half. Easton Steck, Gino Williams, Nolan Carl off the bench, each with 4. Jackson Croc Sibbing, 3. And Jace Keith has 2. Taylen Davis, Aiden Elmiger, Jackson Hillhouse all saw action in the first half but did not score for the Streaks, who lead it 38-23. Again, Galesburg High School girls basketball tomorrow. Big matchup with the Allaman Pioneers, 110 for the pregame show, 130 for the tip-off with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Galesburg boys at Allaman, as Jason just alluded to, where we'll see Eric Thompson again and hear from him Tuesday night, as the Streaks have a doubleheader road trip next week, both in Rock Island, at Allaman Tuesday, at Rock Island Friday. And the Silver Streaks hoping to look for maybe a little win streak here at the end of the season. They're on their halfway to a win here tonight against the Maple Leafs up 38-23. Handled Allaman easily the first time around. Got a sense it's probably going to be a little more difficult at Don Morris Gym on Tuesday night, but Streaks would go into that game as the favorite also. And then, of course, they played so well and had a big comeback against Rock Island in the first meeting last month. Came up just short, falling by 3. Streaks had a shot to tie that game and send it into overtime, so they'll go in with some confidence and some belief that they can pull that one off as well. How nice would it be to have a 3-game winning streak late in the season? But one more half to play here to get it started. 38-23 over Geneseo.
Oh, nice
Streaks with the ball down low to Carter. Collects it and banks it in from the low blocks.
Great start here in the second half. What a nice pass by JK15.
Yep, out on the right wing down to the low block. Streaks put the full court press on. You heard Eric in his interview with Jason. Streaks really want to put the hammer down here in the third quarter and put this game away. Down to the left side, Couture. The low blocks, got a hand on it. Carter saved by Geneseo, out top to Parker. Nearly a turnover.
And Gino almost drew another charge there.
To the right side, cut off in the lane. The kick out 3 by Lovick, in and out. Steck with a rebound. Looks like he got hit on the back of the head too, but he hung onto the ball. No foul call. Drives it into the front court. Quick 3. Dominique in. Good for the right wing. He's got 18 now. And a timeout. We're going to have a warning against the Galesburg cheerleaders down on the far sideline, telling them to back up. You're getting too close to the action. Get your backs up against the wall. The Streak student section does not like that.
I don't know if we've seen that this year.
I know. Not at all. There's a bad pass on the inbound. Picked off by Steck. Up top.
Nice pass, Gino
down low. Up and in to Jace Keith.
Fourth assist for Gino.
Boy, a bad pass on the inbound by Geneseo. Steck found it down at his ankles. And now on the inbound, they're going to call Gino for crowding Lovig, I guess. Oh, no. Dominique. That's not who I thought he pointed to.
Wow.
That's the first foul of the game on Dominique.
First thing Ian's done wrong all night.
On the inbound, goes to Lovig on the baseline.
Another
now stolen away by Ian.
Ian.
Picks it up. Bang. Oh, he missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for. And now Ian called for the foul on the backside. Yeah, backside of Cruz Ludwig. For a moment, I thought They might whistle it on Geneseo, which I would have been shocked at.
Seventh steal for Ian Dominique. He's got to be closing in on, dare I even say it. I shouldn't even say that. Oh, Gino, turn around.
Yeah, wow. Bad pass on the inbound like a cornerback. He just needed to turn his head, and a layup at the other end as Lovick just got it up and in on the layup as Stack was flying in from the backside looking for the slam rejection.
Oh, he just missed pinning that ball against the backboard.
Sure did. Minute and a half in, streaks up 20. Bad pass on the inbound, batted away by Lovick, and the Streaks will hang on to it. Gino telegraphed that entry pass a little too much for Carter, and Geneseo was able to react.
Yeah, and like Coach talked about, let's put our foot on their throat and get up, get the running clock.
On the inbound, they find Carter down low. That actually was a better look. Ian was wide open on the right wing. I mean, he couldn't have been more open.
More open than that.
And then they found Carter down low, and he just caught it and banked it in.
There's definitely always multiple options off inbounds plays, and Gino was just being patient, waiting for the easy bucket.
Worked out great. Not quite 2 minutes into the third quarter, Streaks up 22.
Assists for G-Dub.
They've opened up a 9-2 lead here in the third quarter. 47-25 for the game. Parker in the right corner to Lovick. They bring it around back up top to Nordstrom, trying to drive on East and got to the low block. Got too deep, though. Cut off there, needs to bounce it out. Finds a cutter through the lane, up and in by Ludwig. His first basket since the first quarter. He has four. 20-point Galesburg lead. Gino with a screen to the right side. Stops.
Oh,
entry
pass
down low. Got his man on his hip. Carter up with a reverse. Right side, left side with his right hand up and in.
Yeah, Carter did a good job of just maintaining his position and then finishing on the opposite side.
He's doubled his first half scoring total. He's gone from 6 to 12 in a flash here in the second half. Still 5:20 to play third quarter. And now a timeout by Geneseo. Maple Leafs weren't advancing it very efficiently toward half court, so Brad Storm calls a timeout to avoid the 10-second call.
Yeah, good timeout there by Coach Storm.
So I got a lot of respect for Coach Storm.
He
had one run at Geneseo early, left, and then came back. And came back at a time when Geneseo was down. And then he got to coach the Isaiah Rivera years. And Rivera really never had much support around him.
Right.
And, you know, there's a kid who went out and routinely scored 30 points a game when everybody knew he was the guy who was going to get the ball and was going to do anything, and they still
able to do it.
A lot of times still couldn't stop him, but again, not real successful, and the guys hung around.
And then this year they lose their best player in Bristol Lewis to UT, who just put 42 on us in this gym.
Yeah. Eighth season now he's been with the Maple Leafs, and you heard Chad Thompson say in the pregame, if he's not in the IBCA Hall of Fame already, he will be someday. Yeah. The guy's got dedication, and he's given a lot to this Maple Leaf program.
Double team by the Streaks.
Yep, Steck, Williams down low, and Steck does reach in, take it away from the freshman Nordstrom to the other end. The step through, up with the left hand and in by Easton, taking it coast to coast.
1-6 with the finish.
51-27. 4:40 to play, third quarter. Streaks have opened up the lead here. They break the press here. Geneseo does. Couture down the lane. Kicks it out to Parker. Goes around Carter and too strong in from the right side. Parker got the look he wanted, but way too strong on the layup. Clary with a rebound.
Only his fourth of the game.
Under 4.5 to play, third quarter. Streaks have opened up a 24-point lead. Thinking running clock if they can keep the pedal to the metal. Here's Gino for three from the outside. Missed it. And the rebound. Good box out on the left side by Ludwig.
Yeah, Gino showing off that improved three-point stroke. Just a little bit long there.
On the left side, Couture with it. Parker around to the right side. Fake right, driving left. Through the lane, Lovick kicks it out. Three on the way by Couture off the back iron. Rebound Gino. He's got two in the game. Quiet night statistically there for Gino. On the outside, Ian tries the double between the legs with the dribble, then a step back three, and he splashed it through.
That's 21 for Mr. ID5.
He is 5 out of 7 from three-point range in this game.
Shooters are going to have nights like this.
Pressure in the backcourt.
Boy, he can shoot it.
Now Geneseo does get it across the midcourt line with Lovick advancing it with a left-hand dribble. Under 3.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Galesburg has doubled up Geneseo. Now they've outscored the Leafs 16-4 here to open up the third quarter and lead by 27. On the right side, Ludwig. Maple Leafs remain patient on offense. They're not in any hurry. Backdoor cut, batted away by Steck, picked up by Carl. 15 Leafs turnovers. Carl, bounce pass, Steck, the extra look to Gino, up and in. Great assist. 29-point Galesburg lead. First basket of the second half for Gino, who's got six in the game. On the inbound, bounce pass to Lovig, who was crowded from the backside by Williams. Now Lovig gets around Gino into the front court, down the lane, leaves his feet, passes it into the corner, picked off by Clary. Pass at the other end. Easton drives in for the layup, missed it. Gino fouled on the putback, will shoot two.
Gino, Mr. Johnny on the spot in that case. Six assists, 6 points, and three rebounds for Gino tonight.
Loving it. 2:38. Filling up the stat sheet, as the saying goes. 29-point Galesburg lead. Gino to the free throw line.
The streaks are filling it up tonight. It's going to take me a second to count all these steals we got.
First one by Gino up and in. That makes it a 30-point lead. And again, we remind you, the 30-point running clock rule doesn't kick in until the fourth quarter. If you have a hard time keeping that rule straight, or if you think it just when it gets to 30, it's running clock. No, it's not until it's a 30-point lead in the fourth quarter. We've got 2:38 to go here in the third. Gino short on the second free throw. Rebound picked up off the floor by the Maple Leafs and Nordstrom. Quincy has cut the Moline deficit, or Moline lead rather. It's two at the half. Three on the way, missed on the weak side. Nordstrom. Galesburg with a rebound. Sibbing driving the other direction. Missed it. Into the game, Tyree Taylor with the offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Carl driving. Ian, can he do it again? Not this time off the back iron. Rebound Couture for Geneseo.
Yeah, Tyree getting some good minutes here in the second half. First rebound of the game for him.
On the left side, Couture. Again, Geneseo just doesn't go as deep as the Silver Streaks do. They have only 9 rostered players, and 8 of them have played tonight. This is Jacob Harris back into the game with it on the left side. Dribbles up top, now down to the left corner, Ludwig. Minute 40 to play, third quarter, 30-point Galesburg lead. Up top, Nordstrom open for three. Short, crawls over the rim but won't go down. Gino with a rebound.
Up to 5 all of a sudden.
Williams down the lane, the step through, and gets fouled going to the basket. Faked the pass to Sibbing in the right corner. 3 Geneseo players around him. He just stepped through him and got fouled back to the line with a 2-shot foul here. Gino 59% on the season, 1-for-2 on his last trip at the line.
I was going to say it on Geneseo's last trip down here offensively. You know, these kids, you know, they could very easily just fold up the tent and call it a season. And these kids continue to move. They continue to execute their offense. I mean, every one of the kids is always moving on the offensive end of the court. Shows you to the extent of Brad Storm's coaching ability.
Right, and we talked about the same thing with the Alleman football team for a couple years in a row. Streaks went up to their place. Well, they play at Augustana 2 years ago. Galesburg walloped them 69-0, and you know that was the last game of the season, and there those kids were out there still playing hard.
Yeah.
They hadn't quit on Fritz Judene, the head coach at Alleman, and you know we can certainly say the same thing about the Maple Leafs here, 0-21 coming into this game.
It goes to show you the fortitude of the team. Tyree with the steal.
Poked it away from Harris driving down the lane. Now the Streaks turn it over the other direction. Try to bounce pass to Almaguer cutting in from the left side. Oh, they're going to say out of bounds. Geneseo touched it last.
Now the officials are going to
talk it out. I don't think anybody for Geneseo touched it. I think it was just a bad pass behind Almaguer. And there they do go back Geneseo's direction.
Was that Gino with the pass? I believe it was. Yeah, his first turnover of the game. So, I mean, he's played almost a flawless game tonight. He's got 6 assists, and like I said, it's just his first turnover of the game.
Minute 12 to play, third quarter, 31-point Galesburg lead, 58-27. Still in the backcourt, Lovig, trying to work up court against Geneseo, giving a little bump, but now he brings it across midcourt with a right-hand dribble. Into the left side it goes, Nordstrom, poked away by Taylor. Nordstrom hangs on to it. Freshman against sophomore there as Nordstrom takes it right at Taylor, and a foul on the floor against Tyree will be his first. And the third Galesburg team foul with 55 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
I like the defensive intensity out of Tyree off the bench also. He's come out here tonight and he's competed. He's playing hard. Not taking anything for granted.
Bounce pass on the inbound. Nordstrom, the catch and the shoot, missed it. Rebound tipped over to Tyree. Outlet pass, front court. Jace stripped from behind. Out of bounds. Are they going to call a reach-in foul? They do. And will they give him a shooting foul? They're going to say he was... Yep. Well, Jace is at the free throw line. He's expecting free throws coming.
Jace says, let me get back in the scorebook.
Easton Smith, the reach-in foul at the other end. How many turnovers you got for the Maple Leafs?
It's too many to count right now.
I have confidence in you as Jace hits the first free throw.
6, 10.
17, 13, okay. 16, that's what I
got 18. Too. I might be one off. 6, 10.
Keith hits them both. 17. He's got 4 in the quarter, 6 for the game. Streaks lead 60-27. Final 40 seconds of the third quarter. Smith up court, guarded closely and aggressively by Sibbing. Backdoor cut to Harris. Turnaround jumper up and in over Almaguer. Tough little move and a finish by Jacob Harris.
Yeah, you talked about it earlier. He started for Geneseo back in December, and he's been one of their more solid players this year. I've been pretty impressed with Harris this year.
That ends a 13-0 run by the Streaks as they open a 20-point lead to 33. Now a steal. Picking Keith's pocket,
oh, nice
behind
pass.
The back, and a layup by Harris, and a good feed from Easton Smith, who got that steal at the other direction, 60-31. Down to 6 seconds to go for the third quarter. Williams, right side Keith, trying to go around his man, forces one up, air balls it, weak side, Tyree can't get the follow, and it wasn't good anyway. So we won't have a running clock to start the fourth quarter, as the lead is 29 at the end of three, 60-31, Galesburg over Geneseo, on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342 Heat.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted name in residential and commercial roofing for over 90 years. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you GHS basketball on WGIL.
Thinking of selling your house on your own? It can be done, especially when you post pictures online and drive people there with radio commercials. For just $150, your home will be advertised on the radio for up to a year. Learn more at galesburg.info, keyword FISBO.
It's the final home game for the Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team tomorrow afternoon as they play host to the Alamann Pioneers. I'm Tom Ehrlich. Join Eric Gibson for the pregame around 1:10 on WGIL.
Geneseo ball to begin the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks up 29, 60-31. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessel, Sam Satiski alongside. Good job by Keith covering up on the defense on the near wing. But the bounce passes away to Lovick. He's working against Nolan Carl and pulls it back out up top. Final quarter here from John Thiel Gym. In the next to last home game for the Galesburg boys. You just heard Tom Meredith say the Silver Streaks girls play their last home game tomorrow. They went back door, and instead of taking it to the basket, Smith, tries to pass it away. Ian with a steal, takes it all away, layup at the other end, and now we got a running clock for the rest of the game, 62-31.
Ian Dominique, you can't say enough about his game tonight. 8 steals in the game.
23 points.
Oh, what a night.
And a couple of rebounds as well.
Yes.
1 minute gone. And we do have running clock for the rest of the way as the Streaks are on their way to their 8th win of the season. Here's another pick. This time batted away by Keith. Picked up by Ian, who shoots the 3. Missed it. Rebound tip. Dominique, or rather Keith. But over to Jacob Harris as Geneseo controls.
Yeah, Ian just trying to continue. He's unconscious tonight.
Not as unconscious as 31. Here's a steal by Steck. Here we go. He missed the dunk. Tried a little showtime. Landon Nordstrom with a rebound at the other end. 20 Geneseo turnovers. Here's a backdoor. No, make it 21. Spoke too soon. Carl with a steal. He bounce passes ahead to Keith for the reverse layup. Missed it. Carl there for the offensive putback. And a timeout, Silver Streaks, to get some substitutes into the game. And it'll be mass substitution. Sibbing, Hillhouse, Almaguer, Davis, Taylor. 64-31 Streaks, 6:02 to play. And a substitution timeout. I don't think the clock's supposed to be running during a timeout, but they're letting it go anyway.
Yeah. Somebody call down to Jeff and get him to push the button. These are quality minutes for these bench guys.
Well, that's true. It'll be Mason Beeler, his first action of the game for Geneseo, bringing it across midcourt, guarded by Taylor. to the right side, Max Biddle. As both teams have pretty much emptied their benches, Harris still in the game and a collision with Almaguer. As Harris got down low, did the little head and shoulder fake, and Aiden crashed on top of him from the backside for his first foul. Not a shooting foul, though. So we'll go quickly the rest of the way here with just over 5 minutes to play. On the inbound bounce pass, who nearly batted away by Almaguer.
Good defense there by Aiden.
So is that right? I got Genesee for 21 turnovers. Is that? Sam says yes. And
yep,
only
21.
Only four for the Silver Streaks. I think we're going to win the turnover battle tonight.
We're going to win the turnover battle tonight.
Well, the official giving a few extra words, looking at Tyree. I don't know what he was telling Taylor there, but now gives the ball to Beeler to inbound. Harris on the right side, back up top to Beeler. 4:35 to play in the game with the Streaks up 33. Win number 8 imminent for Galesburg. Tried to go back court or back door, well defended by Davis. To the right side, Biddle. Biddle working against Hillhouse. Streaks have played man defense for pretty much the entire game. To the baseline, Easton Smith. Cut off, pulls it back out. Taylor got a hand on it, knocked out of bounds.
I thought Tyree had himself a steal.
It'll be Geneseo ball. And it'll be under 4 minutes to play in the game by the time the Maple Leafs get this one inbound.
Here comes Cody Jones.
And he'll replace Sibbing. That'll take a few more seconds off the clock. So only Jamal Waters, Brandon Lewis to get into the game, and Leslie Kelly.
Yep.
Starters ought to be done. And the student section asking for Brandon Lewis to get into the game. Here's a bad pass on the inbound. Cody with a steal. Jones with a layup at the other end. Takes it coast to coast on the 22nd Geneseo turnover. 66-31 Silver Streaks. And Lewis, the senior, gets the jersey off. To the delight of the student section. There's a block by Jones on the dribble drive down the left side by Smith out of bounds. Back to Geneseo. Is that the Maple Leafs' first shot here in this first quarter?
First shot of the fourth quarter. I just thought that myself. Here comes Jamal also.
Too many turnovers. 5 turnovers in the fourth quarter of a running clock here.
It's tough to do.
Easton Smith down below us will inbound.
Here comes Leslie too.
And
get them all in.
That clock continues to run. Costing these guys some time. Waters in. Leslie Kelly in. Taylen Davis, Tyree Taylor sit down. And we're down to 2:40 to play in the game. Well, a fun night for a big crowd in attendance for the cheerleader clinic and the performance at halftime of the varsity game. Everybody should have had a good time if you're wearing the home colors, even though the home colors have a lot of green in it tonight here on Organ Donor Awareness Greenout Night. Down low, step back, shot off the rim.
Rebound,
Brandon Lewis, who had his career high in the first matchup with these Maple Leafs when he had 6 rebounds. Here's Jackson Hillhouse down the lane, up with the right hand, short-armed it, got the ball back, loose ball, scramble for it on the floor. Geneseo comes out with it. Beeler picks it up off the floor. Into the front court he goes. I think Hillhouse just got a little too tricky on that one. He kind of outthought his shot, I think. 23 Geneseo turnovers as they lose it in the half court.
He's too close to the rim, partner. He needs to stay back behind that arc.
He's be about 20 feet out, doesn't he? Minute 40 to go in the game. 35-point Galesburg lead. Kelly around a man. Reversal back left. Cody Jones for 3. Way off the mark. Brandon Lewis with a rebound. Got fouled. Reach in on Geneseo.
B-Lew going to the line. Chance to get 2 points.
He's got 2 rebounds.
I tell you, every time he comes in, he does things just right. He executes. He rebounds the basketball, plays solid defense. Seems like he always finds his way to the line, too.
This is the first free throw. Again, he had 6 rebounds in the game up at Geneseo back in December, which the Streaks won by 32. It'll be under a minute to go after this second free throw is up and short.
Oh, Jamal.
And Jamal almost got the rebound, but it's out of bounds on the air ball back to Geneseo.
Yep, dead ball.
Final minute of the game. Geneseo will drop to 0-22 on the season. And the Silver Streaks will have their third Western Big Six Conference victory. The dribble drive by the right side. Jones cuts him off. reaches in now, a jumper from the low blocks. Beeler comes up short, but Jones fouled him.
Cody being aggressive on defense tonight. He's got a steal and a block and 2 points. Nice night for the young man.
This is just about going to finish off the game. Beeler's first free throw good. This is their first free throw of the night.
First free throw of the night. That's incredible. Goes to say something about the Streaks defense.
And their first points of the fourth quarter. He makes them both. Final 7 seconds. Kelly will walk it across midcourt. Gelsberg has its eighth win of the season, third in the Western Big Six Conference. They're now 8-20 overall. Freshman won tonight as well, 55-33. And the crowd had a great time watching the girls at the half and the cheerleader clinic performance. Post-game show when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here at Dave's, we get compliments on how clean we are in every department and how we always have the latest technology. But you know what? Our strongest resource is that you feel at home with familiar faces like the ones on our Wall of Fame. You see, our people stay with us. So if the faces and names look familiar to you every time you come, it's because they enjoy working with us and you.
Dave's Auto Body.
Great work, great people.
You better call Dave's.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Todd Ettinger, co-owner of Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Home.
I was working with some folks the third time over my career, and I said, I'm sure sorry that we have to meet like this. And they said, but at least you're here to help us with this because we have to do it. And that was the perspective for me that I thought, I really appreciate serving this community.
The friendly and familiar faces of Hinchliffe Pearson West are grateful for the opportunity to help you through the hardest days.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon.
I hate to admit it, but I really need to make an eye appointment. Any suggestions?
Call Kehoe. Their offices are amazing and you'll love all the people there.
Kehoe Eye Care is currently accepting new patients and are here to care for you for the long haul. With local expert doctors, cutting-edge technology, and state-of-the-art facilities, there's really no better combination to care for your vision. Make an appointment with the experts at Kehoe Eye Care in Galesburg or Monmouth today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow, I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year, plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for health care that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Galesburg.
with the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Chad Thompson. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks win big here tonight, 66-33 over Geneseo. Galesburg scored the first 4 points of the game and led the entire game. Coach Chad Thompson joins us now. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. All right, Coach, we talked in the pregame about using this game to get off to a good start for these final four and close out the season strong. Are you satisfied with what you saw here tonight? The score is great. Are you satisfied with the performance overall?
Yeah, you know, I'm just really satisfied with a lot of the individual things we saw. I thought our team defense dipped a little bit in the second quarter. Just got a little flat. We got out to a quick lead, played really well to start, and we just got a little flat. But no, we were like, we had that possession. We talked at halftime. We had the extended halftime. We held them without a shot. They couldn't get inside the three-point line for about a minute and a half.
We commented on
that. Which is excellent defense. But, you know, to the outside eye, the energy was so flat. We were moving perfectly. We just weren't talking.
Right.
We weren't forcing them into anything. We just weren't allowing anything. So things like that, we want to pick up the energy more. So that way you hear this gym screaming and shouting. But we did it right. We could have been a little better in parts. That's just one thing I'm looking to look at, I know, on film. But, you know, I loved how Ian came out.
Yeah.
Ready to roll. I love Carter's start to the second half. I thought Easton, I know he didn't have high points. Well, he didn't play a ton because we were subbing a lot. But Easton went to the rim a lot more aggressively tonight than he had in the last few games. I thought Gino would have had a very solid game again. He just didn't make a three this time. He had to cut a couple games. But he played really well. You know, I really liked
it. He didn't draw a charge either in this game.
He was trying, though. I mean,
he was trying.
But, you know, I thought Tyree came in and gave us huge minutes and played really well on both sides of the ball.
Yes.
You know, Cody Jones came in and gets a steal and a layup on his first touch. So you saw contributions from a lot of different guys. So overall, please, obviously, we're going to nitpick and critique moving into the next game. But we'll give him the weekend off to kind of reset and rest up, and we'll see what we can do.
Before Jason jumps in here, we also talked about togetherness.
Yes.
How'd you like the togetherness?
I love the
liked what we saw.
Yeah, I loved it. You know, there was not a lot of, there was no pointing of fingers. You know, I heard a couple times Ian like pick somebody up. You know, Jack Hillhouse comes in at the end of the first half to shoot that three. That play was executed to perfection.
Yep.
It's a set we've run up only at practice. You can run it for anybody, but he's hit big shots coming in right away before. We liked the matchup. We wanted him in that situation. We put him in Emmanuel for that same situation against Notre Dame as well.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't get a look.
Yep.
Against the zone. They went 2-3, which I figured they might do. Wide open, just missed it. But then Ian's on him constructively about, hey, you missed, but then you also didn't close out. You didn't close out, and they hit the last shot of the half. That's on you. Your man scored that bat, so y'all play both ends. But that's constructive feedback, and I heard Ian say it, and he did it the right way, like a natural leader.
Good.
So that's the kind of togetherness that I just love.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the defensive intensity tonight. We forced them into 23 turnovers, and of those 23 turnovers, 19 were steals. Was the defensive intensity a focus coming into the game tonight?
Absolutely. We like to, as our program, play that full court man-to-man defense. Not necessarily going for steals. I mean, this is a huge number for us, and it's perfect.
Incredible.
It's perfect. But what we want to do is we want to force teams just to be uncomfortable and start things a little more uncomfortable than they're used to.
Right.
And we've done a great job with that in games that we've played close with really good teams. Anytime we play close, we've had a really good man-to-man full court.
Yep.
Anytime we've been able to beat a pretty solid team, we played a really good man-to-man full court. So we just wanted to fine-tune that. And Ian really led the charge. I mean, he was just harassing that poor number 11 defensively.
Incredible. 8 steals.
And you know, he got called for a couple fouls in the second half. Are they fouls or not? Doesn't matter. He played a heck of a game, and he did it without fouling for a long period. So if this was a game where it was down to the wire, he could still be up doing that in the third and fourth quarters.
We have talked at times about how often this team is behind and has to play from behind and use a lot of energy to the point where we don't get out in the lead enough to be able to play with the lead. And down at Taylorville, we had the one game where we got the good lead. We didn't play with it very well. Here, we thought the energy really stayed up. We thought, and Eric talked with Jason at halftime about, you know, keeping the pedal to the metal coming out in the third quarter, which has been a problem for us at times in the third quarter. And hopefully this is kind of a hurdle to get past some of those things tonight.
Absolutely, and that was the quick, very short message we gave him after the game. You know, that third quarter was fantastic. And we had a really good third quarter up there the first time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember these two moments and grow on them, do it again at Allman, have a great third quarter. Hopefully have a great first two as well,
right.
But have a great third quarter. So that way we can break that hump. So again, if it is a game where it is 25-25, if it's 14-14 in a low scoring, if it's 35-35 in a high scoring game, we've got to be able to come up with that intensity and get the first three stops and some buckets to grow a lead early, which is something that's been missing for parts of this year. But every time we do it, it's led to a win.
Yep. Coach, I'm impressed with the effort tonight. I don't have much more to say. The defensive intensity was my key thing. I love the way we played defense and got after him tonight. It seems like it's been missing. We got back to our man-to-man full court, and the dividends were there. You know, we played well, and let's go get him at Allman.
And I want to piggyback on that, too, because we also talked in the pregame about taking your opponent seriously and not taking anything for granted. And right. I thought we really just took care of business tonight.
Absolutely. Again, their offense is good. They hit open shots. We were able to get them uncomfortable. When you can get guys off of what they want to do, it leads to success. Coach Massey's the definition of that on the girls' side, too. Look how uncomfortable he made Rock Island yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just a great overall performance by them last night. We came back with two good nights of Silver Streak basketball in a row.
Enjoy the weekend, Coach.
Thank you, too. Yep.
Thanks for coming by. As always, Silver Streaks win it big over Geneseo tonight. We'll take a look at the final stats when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Charge ahead with your certified service experts at YEM. Hi, this is Michelle Batson at YEM Certified Service. No matter the season, we've got you covered with limited warranties that hold their charge. Our winter service promotion is going on now, with great rebates on select batteries. We also have rebates on cabin air filters, engine air filters, and wiper blades. Before you head out on your next trip, be absolutely sure your battery is at its best. Powerful batteries, expert installation, all backed by GM service at YEM. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
66-33, Galesburg defeats Geneseo. Nearly identical score to the final when the Streaks won 68-36 up at their place. Let's go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We sure had some candidates tonight, didn't we, partner?
Yeah, there were candidates all over the place. I think it's a pretty easy selection in that first quarter. Ian Dominique led us with 11 points, had quite a few steals. Finished the night with, I believe it was 23-8. I think Ian Dominique is our Dave's Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight.
Well, certainly the great start. 11 of his 23 in the first quarter when the Streaks were up 22-10. He was also part. I mean, Chad mentioned the three quick buckets by Carter in the second half to get things going, but Ian hit a couple of big threes there as well. But to me, more than anything, is those eight steals. And thank you for keeping track of those. You do a great job. I've never kept track of steals in a game. And how key was it tonight to be able to point to that? I mean, that's the stat of the game right there.
Absolutely the difference in the game was our defensive intensity and the way we made Geneseo uncomfortable running their offense. Although they are deliberate and they do execute what they want, they did get some shots. But like Chad talked about, there was that one spell there in that second quarter where they couldn't get the ball. You mentioned it. They couldn't get the ball within 10 feet of the hoop.
Yep.
And that just goes to show you the intensity we were playing with.
And they do run their offense well, which we're going to talk about because I think we'll find out that they shot pretty darn near 50% for the game, but the Silver Streaks won it by 33 here tonight anyway. We'll close things out with our final stats when we come back from Thiel Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Salvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago, Dr. Patterson, and nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, provide lab, urology, and birth control services. We accept most insurance and work with other providers to coordinate care. If you're looking for healthcare that is personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at salverahealth.com/Galesburg.
Do you promise to have and to hold until death do you part?
No, but I, Dane Kuna, do promise 1 year of free oil changes with purchase of any vehicle.
Oh, wow, I do.
Ford of Galesburg is ready to commit to you with the Ford Promise. Stop by West Main Street in Galesburg. Test drive the car, truck, or SUV that catches your eye and drive off the lot knowing you have free oil changes for the next year, plus free maintenance inspections and a price match guarantee on tires.
Ford of Galesburg, your purchase is backed by our promise.
The button spotters are out looking for the WGIL button. Be sure you're wearing yours like Ray Pfeiffer of Galesburg, who won $25 when he was spotted. See a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Final order of business, our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And we bring in the Sox man himself, Sam Sitiski, for our final numbers here. And I'll let you give that update on that UT game as well, since you just saw that.
Well, just before the break, someone came over and said that they owed Ian cookies for hitting at least 5 3-pointers.
That would be Sylvia Shepherd.
Correct.
I wondered what she was telling you there.
Well, to finish the game, the Streaks finished 25-49, shooting 51% from the field. Geneseo was 14-29, shooting 48%. From the three-point line, the Streaks finished 6-17, shooting 35%. Geneseo finished 3-12, shooting 25%. From the charity stripes, the Streaks finished 10-15, shooting 66%. And Geneseo was perfect from the free throw line, 2-2. We had 4 turnovers, they had 22.
Wow.
We had 22 rebounds, and they had 17. And currently, United Township is beating Sterling 60-53 with 3:56 left to go in the game. Amarian Roberts has 16.
It's a key game in the middle tier of the Western Big Six Conference, because the top tier is also being decided tonight at Quincy, where Moline leads at the end of three by just 5, 43-38.
And them two teams are liable to see each other again in the postseason.
They could.
They're in the same subsection.
That's correct. Individual scoring in this game here tonight against Streaks win it 66-33 over the Geneseo Maple Leafs. Nobody in double figures for Geneseo. Lonnie Couture and Mason Lovig each had 7. Jacob Harris had 6. 4 for Cruz Ludwig. Landon Nordstrom, the freshman, had 3. Mason Beeler and Max Biddle had 2. Owen Parker did not score for the Maple Leafs. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Ian Dominique, led the way offensively with 23, but he's Crunch Time Player of the Game again for those 8 steals he had in this one. And of his 23 points, he did get off to a fast start, which propelled the Silver Streaks to a great start here, and then they carried it all the way through in their 33-point victory. So that's why Ian's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks did have one other player in double figures. Carter Clary finished with 12 tonight to go along with 4 rebounds. He and Gino led the way in the rebounding category, each with 4. Williams had 8 for the Silver Streaks. Easton Steck, Jace Keith, Nolan Carl, each with 6. Jackson Crock-Sibbing had 3. Cody Jones had 2. Everybody got into the action tonight, but nobody else scored for the Silver Streaks. Go to 8-20 on the season and their third win in the Western Big Six. 66-33 over Geneseo. Galesburg girls tomorrow here on WGIL. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson with the action. 1:10 pregame, 1:30 tip-off between the Streaks and Alleman. Again, a key game in the upper tier of the Western Big Six Conference in girls basketball. And then Galesburg boys will take on Alleman Tuesday up at Don Morris Gymnasium, 6:40, as we'll be there for that one, as the Streaks play 2 games in Rock Island next week. And those will be the final 2 road games of the regular season. Alleman Tuesday, Rock Island on Friday.
The old Cracker Box on Tuesday.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, and again, we talked about Alleman's playing better.
Yep.
And they're
not to be taken lightly.
They're a handful in their gym. They just always are. So, yeah, we're definitely not overlooking that one by any stretch. 6:40 for the pregame again Tuesday night. For Jason Wessels, for Sam Sitiski, I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks win the doubleheader tonight, freshman game and the varsity game. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School Boys Basketball. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.